Penguin Random House presents Gastrophysics, the New Science of Eating, by Charles Spence, with a foreword by Heston Blumenthal. Read by John Sackville. Introduction for Charles Spence's Gastrophysics. There was a time when, apart from the late great Nicholas Curti, scientists didn't consider the science of food a serious or worthwhile subject for study. I'd talk with them, offering up theories based on what I'd observed and carefully tested in the Fat Duck kitchen, and get an indulgent smile that seemed to say, "You stick to cooking, and let us get on with the rest." Admittedly, chefs were no better, insisting that cooking had little to do with science, as though the eggs they were busy scrambling weren't in fact undergoing the technical process of coagulation. Charles, though, wasn't like this. One of his strengths is that he has a curiosity that crosses disciplines and, for all his scientific rigour, isn't confined to a narrow academic viewpoint. Upon meeting him, I discovered that many of the ideas I was exploring in my kitchen, he was also exploring in his lab. And so, as you'll see in this book, he and I began doing research together on how we react to the food we see, hear, smell, touch, and put in our mouths. We eat with our eyes, ears, nose, memory, imagination, and our gut. Every human being has a relationship with food, some of it positive, some of it negative, but ultimately, it's all about emotion and feeling. To me, this is at the very heart of